Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 177. In this show, we're going to be talking about the top WordPress mistakes beginners make when trying to build a membership, a community website, and WordPress. I've got my fabulous co-host with me, Kurt. Kurt, would you like to introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Yeah, Jonathan, my name is Kurt von Annen. I own an agency called Mañana No Más, and we also do some really great work with the awesome team over at WP Tonic.
So, before we go into some of the key points, which I had in my show notes, which I sent over to Kurt. Kurt, what do you think? Let's have a quick intro and then we can go for our break. So, what do you think of this topic in general? And then we can go for our beginner's break.
It's one of those weird topics, Jonathan, where some people are going to see the topic and they're going to, oh, well, that's not me, and move on, right? Like, there's such a conflict, a mental conflict in the space where people assume it's easy, or they know it, or they saw some expert say, right? And then they think they have their path. And in reality, they're just misguided, or they haven't done the research, or they've overbulked their tech stack and they've overcomplicated things. And I think it just causes a real conflict. People don't understand that simple is beautiful.
Yeah. And I think the other thing is this does apply to WordPress. This applies to any system, any SaaS, anything online. You might look at a really easy system and then you outgrow it, and changing platforms when you're building a business up is not a great experience. The beauty of WordPress, apart from freedom of design, owning your own intellectual property, owning your business instead of leasing it. The other beautiful thing is it can grow with you as your requirements change. You don't have to change platform. And especially in e-commerce, especially in membership, learning management, if you've got an internal course, having to jump platforms because it no longer meets your requirements is really painful. And you just won't have that with WordPress. And I don't think enough people really point that out. But we are. But we've had a good intro. We're going to go for start a break. We got a couple of messages from our great sponsors that allow us to give you this great information every week. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning fast load times, enterprise grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Coming back, also want to point out, we've got some great special offers from the sponsors, plus a great course that shows you how to build a membership website from beginning to end, and a load of other free resources. You can get all these goodies by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals, wp-tonic.com/deals. So let's go straight into it. So keeping things simple at the beginning, and when your membership grows, WordPress can grow with you. Now, yeah, I'm just going to throw it over to you. What do you think of this number one in my list?
Oh, boy. I think about how many times we have successfully convinced a client to go with the MVP model, you know, phase one, MVP, minimal viable product. Let's just get something out there, splash your idea out there and see if you can gain any momentum off of that idea. That to me is, you ever watch that? Just hit me. You ever watch that show where the two dudes go around and they like find old things to buy, American Pickers, I think they call it. Dude calls it breaking the ice, right? So dude goes into some old man's garage. It's like a hoarder's house. It's full of junk and they want to buy collectibles from somebody. He just instantly picks something stupid and goes, hey, you want to sell that? How much for that? $5, $10, $12, like whatever. And then in the show, they always go, there we go, baby. I got the icebreaker, right? That's the way it works with these digital products. You want to get your audience in. You want to do the icebreaker. You want to get them into something free, low cost, quick, easy, mini course, maybe white paper, something, some kind of lead magnet. But you need to get that momentum going. And then you can start, you know, peppering in a little bit of that complexity that you've dreamed of over the last year or two trying to put your project together.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I think there's a balance here. You got a load of choices in WordPress. The main aim of WP Tonic, if you're starting a new membership or a new internal course, is to give you advice and show you a clear path. We don't tell you that you've got to accept our advice, but it's there. And we can give us your requirements and we do an initial setup for you. And then you can choose how to build on it, or you can ask or more help from us. But with all that choice comes a little bit of responsibility. And a lot of people, it's a bit like they've got so many choices that they just want to put everything on their website. And you don't want to do that, folks. But there's a balance. You want a good-looking home page. You want a good-looking About Us page. You want a couple of good landing pages that are promoting your early bird offer. But where I put, unless there's a strong case, is when people start to want to change the lesson layout of how the lesson looks. If they want to change how the course grid looks, that's where, or they want to build very elaborate marketing automation, or they want to use WooCommerce and they can't really give a coherent reason why they want to use it. That's where my boundaries, my alarm bells start flashing, because these people are being sucked in too much into all the choice and they've got to focus about getting launched, getting those first students into your course and really start building a real business. How do you react to what I've just said?
Jonathan, this is so real and so palpable. I mean, I saw my caller ID yesterday. I recognized the client's name. And I was supposed to be, it was when we normally record this podcast, right? And so I answered and I said, you're lucky. You know, Thursdays are my day. I'm usually on shows. I said, but, you know, you got me. So what are we doing? 55 minutes later, Jonathan, she wanted to change the font up in the secondary menu at the top right. She said, look at the course page. I want to change the spacing of the letters. It was like all these things. And I was like, this has nothing, like everything that you just mentioned has nothing to do with selling your course. Everything that you just mentioned has nothing to do with the revenue or the success of your project. You're so distracted by this minutia that you're not growing your business. And she hired an outside marketing team. And I said, how's that outside marketing team doing that you hired? She goes, well, I really don't know. I go, well, that's where that need, your energy doesn't need to be right now worried about fonts and layouts of the course page. If somebody in your website gets to the course page, they've already made a purchase decision. So you need to worry about people pre-purchase decision. You're still growing this thing. So, you know, your marketing team's working on sales funnels. Your marketing team's working on landing pages. Your marketing team's working on pay-per-click ads. How's that going? And what you mentioned earlier, it's so true. You know, people get into these sites, and because the options are there, let's be real. If you're in school, there's no options. You light mode, dark mode, that's it, right? You don't get to move things around. And so I don't know what it is about the WordPress environment, because the options there, everyone's like, I got to tweak this, and I just got to move this over, and I got to change the pixels here. No, you don't. Focus on growing your audience, moving your product, and gaining revenue. And then once you have that revenue and that momentum, well, now you've got the freedom to kind of express yourself and move things around a bit.
Well, do you know, it's fantastic to have that ability to change things, because if you start building up a good membership, and you can go to the WP Tonic homepage and you can see a list of video testimonials from happy clients of me and Kirk, of people that have been with us for years, haven't they, Kirk?
Yeah. Couple success stories in there for sure.
More than there's three very successful individuals that are doing very well out of their membership businesses that have been with us for years. And they listened to us, they built their businesses, they're happy. I don't know how much evidence WP Tonic has to give to people that building on WordPress is a good idea, but you just got to control this initial excitement and not throw every plugin under the sun. But it's just fantastic to have that control over your own business. So let's move on. Using membership plugin instead of a LMS plugin. This is a little bit controversial, but I believe it, is that if you're really serious about building a membership business, or if you're an organization, a non-profit association, a school, you do not, in my opinion, want to use a membership plugin. It doesn't mean that there aren't particular circumstances that probably a membership plugin is the best choice. But if you're really looking to build a community, looking to build multiple courses, to build a really good membership business, in my opinion, you should look at using a learning management system plugin. And I think it should be Lifter LMS. What do you reckon, Kurt?
Well, when you said controversial, I think you got that part right, Jonathan, because a lot of people aren't going to understand where we're coming from. I actually have a talk that I give, you know, public speaking, where it's every business needs an LMS. And that's, people think I'm crazy until they hear the talk. And then they go, oh, that totally makes sense. And so when I'm talking to clients and they're talking about, oh, I want to have this membership site, I want to grow a community, right? I'm like, okay, are you going to have any courses? Sometimes they automatically go, no, we don't plan on selling any courses. And I'm like, you're never going to have a course. You're never going to make a tutorial. You're never going to want to educate the people in your community. And they go, oh, well, maybe I would down the road. Okay, if you're maybe down the road, you're going to do that, you want to be in the right environment to start with. You don't want to grow something and then have to migrate it to something else or integrate it. So Lifter LMS has an amazing membership management part of its platform and a learning side of it, right? So membership and learning management is all in the same thing. I think it's important to mention, like you said, you would mention Lifter LMS. Well, that to me is the controversial part, because now we sound like a commercial, because there's other LMSs in the WordPress space that don't manage membership as well as Lifter. And so in those cases, I might be like a paid memberships pro person or something like that. But gotta stress, if there's any chance that you're going to have any courses whatsoever, any kind of teaching in your website, and you want to grow membership and have recurring billing, I think you're a Lifter LMS client.
Yeah, that's, I did put the, I forgot how the word I'm searching for. I did put the, I'm still struggling, that it doesn't, a membership plugin does work in certain circumstances where a learning management system plugin wouldn't be the right choice. And it's around multiple courses. It's around e-learning. It's around education, informal or more traditional, but all online, obviously. On to the next one. Choosing the right WordPress page builder. This is going to be controversial. There's a lot of choice out there, folks. We provide advice. We provide a library of fully licensed plugins. We don't own plugins, but we bought licenses and we offer those licenses for free as part of our hosting package. But we only advise. Now, when it comes to page builders, we do on our list, we have two that we provide. One is a very generalistic. Another one is more powerful. But the truth is, there's a lot of choice in the WordPress world when it comes to page builders, website builders. It's a little, and it does make it a little bit confusing. But on the other end, the reason why we don't restrict people's choice is a lot of these people are used to a particular page builder and they don't want to change, nor should they be made to change. But there is a lot of choice. There is about 4 to 5 that I would recommend. It's probably down to 3. And that none of them are perfect. None of them. And it just depends. The ones we recommend Cadence and we provide it. It's stable. It's not on the cutting edge, nor I don't ever see it being on the cutting edge. But that has its strengths and weaknesses. GeneratePress, I think that's great. Generate Astra, I think Astra's fine as well. Beaver Builder, if you want to use it, that's definitely not on the cutting edge. That's my opinion. And if you want, Ollie is good as well. That's really on the bleeding edge. It's stable and the team behind it are great. There's a lot of choices out there. What do you reckon, Kurt?
We're stepping around it, and I think I'm going to just be brave and jump on the landmine. Sometimes you're after design, or you think someone's told you something's a professional builder and you want to use that. I actually didn't follow Jonathan's advice and I built a site in a cutting edge page builder. And then a couple of months later, I went in to make changes and I was like, what the heck happened to this tool? It was completely different. Had to like re-educate myself and relearn something. That'll happen, right? So you don't want to.
I did warn you, didn't I?
You did warn me. But unless you're going to be committed to staying at the cutting edge, you know, keeping yourself at the cutting edge, keep in mind, you might be sabotaging yourself, right? So there's that obstacle. There's the other obstacle that comes up. And some of these page builders, as feature rich and as, you know, visually appealing as they can be, they can affect your performance negatively in your web hosting. And so then a decision has to be made downstream. You know, when you start getting popular and you start having concurrent users logging into your website, and you got a dynamic site and you got a lot of stuff going on, you're going to go, oh, my site's running slowly. I need to, you know, and then you're going to, how do I get my page speed performance back up? And okay, well, do you want to convert back to blocks and have a more basic design and build, or do you want to upgrade your hosting and have more resources? Or do you want to have a conversation with Jonathan and explore your other opportunities? And so sometimes we make the decision at the beginning of the experience and it seems like the right decision. And then as we get in further and things develop, you realize you might need to make changes. So this is another one of those examples where you're going to hear from me, simple is best. If we can build something simple up front, we can always improve and upgrade later. But if you try and go in heavy up front and everything seems great, just know that there might be repercussions from that decision downstream.
Yeah, we're going to go for our middle break. I think it's been a great discussion. We've got some great other topics to discuss in the second half. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
I could say another great free, we're coming back, folks, another great free resource is the WP Tonic newsletter. I normally cover one of the topics that we discussed in the Membership Machine show, plus a created list of other stories that come on my radar. It's totally free. You can get this free newsletter by going over to wp-tonic.com/newsletter, wp-tonic.com/newsletter. On to our list. Not budgeting for quality WordPress hosting partner. There's like page builders, like there's a lot of choice. There's a lot of hosting choices out there, folks. You can get hosting from $3 a month. What I tell people is have a look, you know, what you get with WordPress is you get ability to have any design you like, really build a brand, really own your intellectual property, your IP, and have the flexibility of a system that can grow as you grow. Great benefits. And if you have a partner like WP Tonic, some of the negatives are removed. But you really got to look at hosting when you've got a membership or you're building a e-learning business, you know, organization. The pricing of the hosting is going to be similar if you went with a SaaS solution. So it's going to start at $35 and it's probably going to be between $35 and $100 plus to start off with, to get the kind of hosting that will enable you to have the reliability and performance that you're looking for. But there's hosting from $3, there's hosting from $10, there's hosting from $150, there's hosting for $300, there's all sorts of price levels. But I say between, let's say, $50 and $100 is probably a good start to run the marketing automation, to run Lifter LMS, to run a suite of plugins that you want to have and have the experience that your students or members that you want them to have. So that, what do you reckon, Kurt?
I personally think you're being, I don't want to sound critical, but you're being falsely humble, Jonathan. Just, we need to spit it out. Nobody, I mean, my agency provides, you know, access to some plugins with the hosting and we manage it and update it and all that stuff in our packages with our handful of clients. But when you look at the offering from WP Tonic, I don't see anyone that's even coming close, Jonathan. You are giving people Lifter LMS Infinity, different packages like with Fluent CRM, Fluent Form, calendar plugins, page builders, and all of that is licensed, you know, pro versions of these tools with the hosting. And so it's important to note, like if you were to sign up with a premium host at $35 or $45 a month, but you wanted to have Lifter LMS and a CRM tool and use a page builder, you'd still be looking at a couple $1,000s in plugins to buy for the year. So when you look at the offer that WP Tonic runs, that access to those plugins is coming with the hosting and updating, you know, keeping the plugins updated and stuff is part of the deal. So, I don't know any mainline host that's offering the same package, you know, column to column to column, if you were going to do like a comparison thing. So, yeah, I think it's really, really important to look at your hosting partner. There's other things with hosting that the average person isn't going to recognize, Jonathan. And that is, you know, some hosting packages will automatically install their own plugins or must use plugins with their packages, different caching programs and things like that. And when you're using dynamic tools like membership, like learning, sometimes these caching tools can interfere with the proper operation for your end users when they're using these tools. And so it's important to have a host that's familiar with these types of dynamic tools so they can set the caching programs up correctly. Because you don't want someone to like sign up for a course and then go to log in and get a screen that says there's no account with this name. Like, because the caching will interfere with the proper process of their transaction. So it's important, like, doing your research and picking the right host is majorly big. Now, I've obviously plugged WP Tonic pretty hard here. There's other, obviously other hosts that can handle your project as well. But I say, you know, how many of them have a show coming to you like this? Just give WP Tonic a shout.
We are a boutique small player in the hosting sector, and we're more than hosting, really. I chose hosting because we're straggling the world of hosting and SaaS, but I didn't want to be offering a SaaS because it isn't, because it's WordPress. So it's just easier to say hosting, but we're much more than hosting.
Yeah, absolutely.
We specialize, we host, we support, we advise, we're there for people that really want to build a e-learning internal non-profit association, and we also cover the individual entrepreneur that wants to build a real true membership, and that's what we specialize in. But between 50 to 100 is a, you know, that we start month to month at 55, but some of the bigger players, if you look at, it's some of the bigger ones start at around 30, but when you actually look what they're offering, you probably need to start at 50. But then you can still have some problems with caching, as you have remarked. But you're not going to get hosting at $5, $10, $20. That's really, you're going to have a great experience, especially when you go live. It's not going to be a great experience, folks. Do some research. You don't have to believe what me and Kurt do. Your own research, and I think any credible resources are going to match what we've said here. Installing too many themes and plugins. Well, we kind of covered that a little bit, but I can't emphasize. It does depend on, you know, there are, you know, Lifter LMS comes with a core and then it has a load of sub plugins. There's plugins and there's plugins, folks. There's what I call add-on plugins, and that's what Lifter has. These add-ons plugins are not enormous, and it's, you know, and they integrate with the core of Lifter LMS, and you get the core and the add-ons as part of the Infinity bundle. But they're not massive, the add-ons. But if you're adding you're going out there and you're just buying or getting free plugins and you haven't launched really, or you've only got a few students. Let's say you've got half a dozen students and you're with WP Tonic and you're complaining about performance. And we log in and you've installed, and we've had an internal debate and I've oscillated, should we allow people to install plugins, or we do ask people to ask us to install them, and then I've oscillated to not give them the right to install, and I kind of backed off from that because it's hosting. If we built a relationship, most of the clients that have been with us for a long time, they let us install things for them, and they do, and we have a staging site because they're it's really important to them, their business. But when people starting off, we haven't built that relationship and it's not right. It's hosting, so we don't enforce it. But when they complain and we log in and they've got over 70 plugins installed, and the performance isn't going to be great. And trying to explain that to people can be hard work. But it's linked to everything we've said in this episode. Do not go crazy with all the freedom you've got with WordPress and just keep on installing multiple themes, multiple plugins, starter websites, whatever it is. What do you reckon, Kurt?
I got to say, the one that distracts me more than just the plugins is the themes, because I'll sign into a client's website and there'll be a dozen or 14 themes that have been tried on the website, you know, and it's like, look, you need the theme you're using, and like the 2025 theme is a backup, right? Or the 2024 theme is a backup. Everything else should be cleaned out of there. It shouldn't even be there. And think about this, like when you sign into your website as an administrator, as a person running your project, the last thing you want to see, like signing in all the time, is being nagged that you've got, you know, all these updates that you've got to perform. So the cleaner you keep the website, the more efficient it is, but the easier it is for you when you're managing your site. When you sign in, it's like, oh, we got 3 updates. Okay, great. Go to the update page. Are these updates we want to do? You know, if you have a good host like WP Tonic, maybe you don't even need to worry about doing the updates. Maybe they're already done for you. But it's a very interesting role. Like whenever I have a new client that has an existing project, I say, hey, I can't even bid this project until you give me admin access so I can inspect your website. And they always seem a little taken back, almost a little insulted. But then when you go into the website, you go, okay, you've got 86 plugins installed. You've got 18 of them that are deactivated. You're not using them. And then you've got like 3 custom CSS or snippet plugins, and I'm not seeing any custom snippets applied to them. So what do we want to do with all this? Like, we got to audit this and clean this up before we can even really do any real work in the website. And sometimes you got to rip the Band-Aid off and just go, you know, right in for the kill and clean things up.
Yeah, and this because they're deactivated doesn't mean that they're not using resources. Actually, they are, and they're affecting the database. And I'm not going to go in because it gets rather technical rather quickly. But just deactivating, yeah, it's better than having multiple activated, but they're still taking up resources. They're still taking up disk space. They're still affecting your website. It's all interlinked, folks. As long as you just have the core plugins and you just, you know, it's great. If you've got a staging site and you can try out all sorts of stuff, and then if it works out for you, you can move it to your live website. I think it's best to have free websites. I think it's always great. There's a number of free products out there that enable you to run your website on your desktop. So you can have a version and you can try stuff out on your desktop. Then have a staging site that kind of really is a kind of duplicate of your live website, and have your live website. There's a load of free products out there that enable you to run a version of your website on the desktop. But it gets a bit complicated for the average person. It's just have a staging site and try a few things. But just don't go crazy about it. That's all you have to do. So, Kirk, it's time to end the show. What's the best place for people to find out more about you and what you're up to?
I connect with an awful lot of people on LinkedIn, Jonathan, because I'm the only Kurt Von Ahn in there and I'm easy to find. It's a good spot. The other thing is my agency name is Mañana No Mas, and I'm available there, mañananomas.com, and it's our call sign on all the social channels as well.
That's fantastic. And a great resource is the WP Tonic YouTube channel. Got a load of educational free content on there as well about WordPress. Go there, leave a comment. I try and answer all the comments. We'll see you next week for another great Membership Machine Show episode. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.